KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have a clear sky. It's 55 degrees. We look for it to be mostly sunny today, a high of 78. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Meyer & Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. In a follow-up to our report yesterday, Harlan Fire Chief Roger Beeson confirmed one person was injured but did not require transport to the hospital following a fire that destroyed a mobile home at around 4 a.m. Tuesday. Beeson said the blaze at the West Ridge Acres Mobile Home Park on 12th Street, lot number 15, started with an unattended candle.
There was one occupant in the house, and he had fallen asleep with a candle burning. It caught a chair on fire, and he woke up, and he tried to get the burning chair out of the trailer, got it jammed in the doorway, and so then he got out. He had some lacerations on his hand, so he got checked out but did not go to the hospital or anything.
Harlan Fire and Rescue was on the scene for about 2 hours. There were no other injuries reported. The mobile home was a total loss and the Red Cross was helping out. Firefighters from Griswold and Lewis responded to a residential fire in Griswold Tuesday morning. The call about smoke coming from 207 West 2nd Street came in just before 9:30 a.m. Griswold Assistant Fire Chief Jim Wyman said he knew right away where the fire was at because he lives just a couple of houses away.
I thought when I came to work at 7:15 this morning, there was a little sun hitting the steel part of the roof on this house. It was a little steam. I was wrong. I did stop at 7:15, kind of eyeball it. Looked okay. Went to work. This is what happened. All we know is it started in the basement. I don't know why. It had no power, no water. Don't know that anybody's been in there. The doors are locked.
And there was no furniture in the house either. One firefighter was hurt when he took a tumble yesterday.
He was standing on a ceiling joist and slipped off and fell to the floor. He's okay. He's back in there pulling drywall down again.
Wyman said the home was pretty much destroyed from the center of the house to the roof. He said also the house had been vacant for about 90 days when the persons who were renting to buy it were evicted. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. In an update to our report early yesterday morning as well, a Central Iowa man was transported to the Cass County Hospital by Griswold Rescue following a rollover accident that took place Monday night in Lewis. The Cass County Sheriff's Office at 67-year-old William Forsyth of West Des Moines was driving a 2013 Mitsubishi Outlander southbound on 582nd Street when the vehicle failed to negotiate a sharp curve in the road. The SUV rolled into a ditch and onto its top, sustaining about $10,000 damage. Forsyth was trapped in the vehicle by his seatbelt for a time until he could be freed. The accident happened around 9:45 p.m. Monday. Cass County Sheriff's Office said also 21-year-old Matthew Robert Glidden of Audubon was arrested Monday on a charge of OWI first offense. Glidden was taken to the Cass County Jail and released on his own recognizance Tuesday. No injuries were reported following an accident Monday afternoon in Atlantic. The Atlantic Police Department said a vehicle driven by Norma Bornholt of Walnut was backing out of a parking stall in the Hy-Vee parking lot when her vehicle was struck on the driver's side by a vehicle driven by Jason Watson of Atlantic. The accident happened as Watson was also backing out of a parking stall at around 4:40 p.m. Damage from the collision amounted to $1,800. There were no citations issued. The Adair County Sheriff's Office said yesterday two people from Creston were arrested on drug charges last Thursday. Just after 9 p.m., an Adair County deputy was on patrol on Henry Wallace Road when he met a car doing 64 in a 55 zone. After a traffic stop was initiated, the deputy was approaching the driver's side window. He could smell the odor of marijuana coming from inside the vehicle. The driver of the car was identified as 22-year-old Zachary Dixon of Creston. During questioning, Dixon confirmed the deputy's suspicions about marijuana being inside the vehicle and handed the deputy a plastic baggie containing a green leafy substance. A passenger in the car, 28-year-old Morrell Beeman of Creston, admitted a marijuana pipe, grinder, and empty baggies that once contained marijuana were in a bag, which was also inside the vehicle. Dixon and Beeman were arrested for possession of marijuana and possession of drug paraphernalia. They were later released on a signature bond after making an initial appearance before the magistrate. The news was brought to you by Meyer & Gross Real Estate, celebrating 40 years of great quality service. Give Meyer & Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.